We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Greg Pickle is here. This is all about Greg, probably the moment you've been waiting for since you started listening to the show. This is Ask Greg. He's going to answer your Penn State football and recruiting questions. We've got a bunch of them. I can't imagine we're going to get through all of them. So if you ask a question and you've been waiting for it to get answered, you might have to wait another week depending on how you fall in line. Remember, the winner here, as determined by Greg, for best question will get a bottle of tailgate wine delivered to you as long as you're 21 years old. They've got Sapphire Blue, which is a blueberry wine, Old Main Pinot Grigio, and 1855 Vidal. You have your choice of those. All delicious. And I wanted to remind you before we got too far into it, we will get to your questions in a moment, but 409 Tailgate Club is holding a wine and barbecue evening at the Freeze Farm Winery in Berwick Saturday, July 14th, not this Saturday, but next, from 5 to 8 p.m. Barbecue will be provided by the 409 Tailgate guys, some pork, some beef, their wings, and included in the ticket price is a glass of award-winning tailgate wine, a frozen wine slushie, or Berwick Brewing beer. So any kind of alcohol you would need is included. You get a little shot of all that. And then, of course, through us here, if you ask a good question, you got a shot to win some tailgate wine too. So all your alcohol needs are met. So let's do it, Greg. Like I said, a bunch of questions. Before we started giving away wine, we didn't have this many questions.
No.
So we'll see who's got the best question here. Matt from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, says, "Hey guys, love the show. Two-part question. With a lack of depth at tight end and other factors such as the creation of the lion position and different formations, what would be your guess on the percentage of plays with a legitimate tight end on the field? And Greg, will people still deem you the president of the Trace McSorley Apologist Club?"
Probably.
That's an old reference.
That is an old reference. I haven't heard that in a while. I did not see that coming. Touche. He's the early leader in the clubhouse.
We also have a small but mighty band of listeners.
That's right.
And it kind of hits home on a – because when did we – this was like 2 years ago, the Trace McSorley
Apologist
Club.
It was a while ago, yes.
Good for you, Matt.
Yes.
And thank you.
Well
but
done.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, on the second question. And as for the first one, I think you're going to see more tight end usage than what we may be led to believe, honestly. I think that when you really break down what Penn State does offensively, it's not that they need a tight end every single play, but I think they need one on 80% of the plays. So I think you'll see a true tight end. I don't know, I'll stick with that number, 80% of the offensive snaps. And then you'll see either a Tommy Stevens or another receiver or something else on the other 20%.
I think just they're going to ask the tight ends to do different things this year. They're not going to be as dynamic, obviously, as Gesicki was. So asked to do different things. I wanted to circle back, by the way, a couple notes to the event that I mentioned from the 409 Tailgate Club. Benefits uplifting athletes. I failed to mention that before. And if you want more details, you can go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and go check that out to get a little bit more information. Moving on here, John from Arlington, Virginia, says, "We often hear about the limit on the number of official visits a recruit is allowed to take, but is there a limit on the number of official visits a school is allowed to host? If so, has Penn State or any other school ever hit that limit? I've never heard about it, if so."
Well, that's because it doesn't exist as far as I know. It pretty much, as long as you have the funding to keep paying for kids and their families to come to campus, you can pretty much host as many of them as you want. So, yeah, I don't see any reason to think there's a limit or anything like that. Again, it would be self-imposed if there is one, essentially saying that, you know, we're out of money, we can't pay for your fancy four-course steak dinner at the local steakhouse tonight.
Yeah, I think whatever your recruiting budget can allow, the more kids you can get on campus, the better. I don't think if you had that opportunity as a school, I don't think you're going to turn it away ever if you have the money. Good question, though. It's fair. I never really thought about it from that angle. Mitch from Drescher, PA, asks, "Is there a player on the roster that absolutely no one is talking about that you think could go on to make a significant contribution like Brandon Smith in 2016? He's going to throw one out there for you. Jonathan Thomas takes on a goal line back roll and scores five-plus touchdowns.
Oh, that's impressive to even get to that. You know what? It's not a horrible idea. I mean, Penn State doesn't really have a guy, you know, that is necessarily a bruiser at the goal line. I don't know if he's going to score five, but I could certainly see him maybe scoring one. I think we all forget, me included, that he is a part of that mix at the linebacker, or I'm sorry, at the running back spot. So, wow, that's a good one. So, read me the start of that question again.
Is there a player on the roster that absolutely no one is talking about that you could think of make a significant contribution?
Yeah, I mean, not particularly at this point in time. I mean, I think if you look at almost all the position groups, the one spot that you have the potential to do it would be the defensive line because they rotate so many guys through. I also think, too, that it was interesting that Donovan Johnson received a few shout-outs at Live for Life, and Penn State's corner deal looks pretty set. But if there's a guy that has freakish speed and athleticism that could work his way into snaps that no one's talking about right now, I'd have to go with Donovan Johnson.
That's a good one. And since he mentioned Brandon Smith, you got to mention Jan Johnson in that regard. He might not be your week one starter, but you've seen how crazy things can happen in that, at that position, and your depth is tested. Jan Johnson will be on the 2D. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. He's another good guy to have, no question about it.
James from Midland, if you were given full authority to set Penn State's schedule for 2018 without regard to number of conference games or where they are played, who are the top teams you'd want to see the Lions play?
Virginia Tech, because they have such a fascinating recruiting deal going on with them. Yeah. Notre Dame, because I think there's a very Central Pennsylvania interest in that kind of a matchup. So those two. Do I need four, or how many am I supposed to give here?
You just said top teams you'd want to see.
Virginia Tech, for sure. Notre Dame, for sure. And then somebody Southern. Either Texas or, you know, Florida State. Somebody that, you know, you could really get a different feel for, the one thing about the Big Ten, and it is changing, but between the non-conference and the Big Ten conference, you sort of get the same style week in and week out. It'd be interesting to see Penn State, maybe a Big 12 team, play something a little bit different and see how things go, whether that be, you know, an SEC school that really spreads it out, or if that's a Big 12 team that air raids, just something that, you know, would be a little bit more interesting. So I'll put Oklahoma on that list as well.
To get a piece of that, playing a big national team on a neutral field, mm-hmm. that's where college football is going early in the season. I would love to see that as well. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. We're answering your Penn State football questions and giving away a bottle of wine. A lot of people here submitted their questions through the Ask Greg button on the Keystone Sports app. So the first thing you need to do, if you don't have the Keystone Sports app, go get it, ask us a question, and see if you can woo Greg to get a bottle of wine. David from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. James Franklin has wanted to recruit two quarterbacks in a class since he arrived, but he's yet to achieve it. With the recent rule change that players allowed to participate in up to four games without burning their redshirt, do you think this would help Penn State get multiple quarterback recruits or any other positions of need, as multiple kids can see actual game experience?
No, because the quarterback – other positions, yes, I think it could help. The quarterback position, no, because if you're rotating quarterbacks in and out two and three at a time, that tells you don't have one that's good enough to play. So how many teams win without a quarterback good enough to play? So, no, I don't think it helps the quarterback spot at all. But the other positions I certainly think are key and would take over a pretty significant, a possible recruiting sales pitch.
I don't think, no matter what the circumstances are, Penn State hasn't really shown a willingness to go wild with a quarterback position. Garbage time or whatever.
Right.
They're keeping the most stable position, the stable player at that position on the field. Bill from Philadelphia, what are the positional implications of Brandon Smith's pledge? The new Brandon Smith, the 2019 linebacker. I realize it's only a verbal commitment at this point, but for players who may be playing out of positions such as Micah Parsons, it seems to solidify the middle linebacker position. Even if he was playing weak side already, does this allow the coaching staff to move Micah to a different position for the long term?
If they want to, but if they feel like he's best at linebacker, I mean, look, you could have right now one of the most athletic three linebackers that Penn State's had in Parsons, Smith, and Lance Dixon. Let's not forget Jesse Lucada. Let's not forget some of the other guys on the roster. So Penn State is really in a good spot for the future with its linebackers. And if they feel like, you know, that Parsons would help them more on the defensive line instead of at linebacker, they can move him down. But if not, then, you know, they'll keep him there. I think we're still a ways away from knowing exactly what Penn State plans to do at that spot moving forward.
He's such a freak, Craig, that he can play just about anywhere and be fine. I don't think that Brandon Smith's pledge has that much to do with it. I don't think you cram Micah someplace where you wouldn't want him otherwise, right, because another guy comes in. I think you put him in a place where he's most likely to succeed. I think that's going to be one of those outside positions where he can freelance a little bit and get after the passer. Middle linebacker looked like – I don't know what that was. To start Micah's career, I don't know what him lining up at middle linebacker to start his career is. And my theory is that expose him to more demanding and more responsibilities,
right,
to start.
Yeah,
see how it sits with him, and if the plan is to move him anyway, then he's a little bit better off for it.
Yeah, and maybe you need him sometime down the road to fill that spot. I think with a guy like that who can do so many different things, athletically and physically, you want him to know as much about your team as possible, so you can maybe try and move him around when you get into a pinch sometime down the road.
So here's a pretty short and sweet answer. We addressed it a little bit earlier in the show. With the recent unfortunate news concerning Nana Sidhu's health condition, I'm wondering if a scholarship will count against the 85 count or if the NCAA will offer an exception. That's from Mark from Frederick, Maryland.
So say that again.
Will Nana Sidhu, will his scholarship that he is receiving still from Penn State, will that count against the 85?
Oh, no. So it's a medical hardship, medical waiver. It's a little bit weird because there's a slideshow out there on the NCAA put out that basically explains how the process works. And if you played zero games, it's called something different than what it's called if you get hurt and can't play anymore. I can't remember what the exact wording is. But no, that won't count against Penn State's 85. So they can take care of him while also adding either another walk-on to scholarship like they did with Kyle Vasey recently, or add another recruit in the class of 2019 or beyond.
Another quick one here, Mark from Scranton, before we start looking for a winner.
Yeah.
Which player is more important to the team's success this season, Steven Gonzalez or Robert Windsor?
Wow. That's a great question. I think that might be the winner right there. We'll have to go back through the rest of them, but that's a good one because Gonzalez is – he looks as good as ever and as strong as ever. And, look, there's a lot of people out there that weren't too sure about his 2017 season, but there's also a lot of people that really thought it was a very good year for the left guard. So he's going to be back in the starting lineup. He looks a little bit bigger this year. To me, though, it's Windsor because Penn State's defensive tackle depth – look, Penn State has guards coming out of the you-know-what. So if Gonzalez doesn't work out, they have moves to make. I don't know if they do have defensive tackle, so I'm going to go with Windsor.
All right, so Matt from West Virginia asked about percentage of tight end snaps. John from Arlington, Virginia asked about official visit limits. Mitch from Dresher, PA asked about a player coming out of nowhere. James from Midland asked who you would schedule if you're scheduling games. David from Florida asked about recruiting two quarterbacks in a class, whether the new NCAA rules would change that. Bill from Philadelphia asked about Brandon Smith in the linebacker position. Mark from Frederick, I know we're pushing time, asked about Nana Sidhu. And then Mark from Scranton wondered about the important player.
Going to go Mitch in Midland and the non-conference winner. The non-conference
game. A little detour at the end there. Okay, so there you go. Mitch from – wait, who is that?
James from
Midland. Yeah, James from Midland. Okay. Be on standby, James. You're the winner for this week. And thanks for tuning in. Be sure to ask your questions. Ask Greg on the Keystone Sports app. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.